just think, right, what would I say to this person if I met them in the real world? What advice would I have for them? And that's the ad itself. Don't try and be really clever about it. Just run your ad, because you'll be amazed at the response you get when you get a really good ad running.
This is Superfast Business with James Schranko.
James Schranko.
Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here from superfastbusiness.com. I am talking to my friend Tom Breeze from viewability.co.uk. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, James.
If you've just joined us, this is actually part two of a three-part series. It's the YouTube Advertising Tips series. In part one, Tom and I talked about video advertising, and we covered the different moments of where a customer might be at when they're on YouTube, and why YouTube is so powerful, and what types of options are available to you in terms of placement and a little bit of ad strategy, I guess, we covered. In this particular episode, part two, we're going to be going deeper into the messaging. And I'm going to hand over to Tom to just take us through some of the most important things regarding what you actually need to do in terms of picking your moment and so on.
Yeah, good point. I mean, I think that when it comes to running ads on YouTube, it's important that we understand that most people don't like seeing YouTube ads. I don't think anyone really gets up in the morning and thinks, do you know what, I must make sure I watch more YouTube ads today because I love them so much. I don't think that ever happens.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I do.
I bet that applies to Tom.
Actually, do you know what? Like, my son, Milo, has this knack at the moment of waking up at 4:45 in the morning and running through to our bedroom and basically just jumping on me and wanting to get up for the morning. And when it's really early, I reach over to my iPhone and get out, kind of go onto the YouTube app and try and type in Peppa Pig, which is basically a children's TV program that he absolutely loves. And when I typed it in just the other day, I press Peppa Pig, press play, and then on your iPhone, you can do the special thing where you triple click the home button, which basically goes onto something called guided access and locks the phone. So it carries on playing Peppa Pig, but you can't touch any controls. And this is a difficult thing to set up in the morning anyway at 4:45. I'm not in the best state to sort out my phone. But this one I did. I set it up for him and passed over, but a pre-roll ad began. And this pre-roll ad was this kind of like this beautiful lady in bed. Looks like she has like the longest lie-in in the morning ever. And she looked completely refreshed, and she was talking about how clean her sheets were and things. And I was like, this is the wrong time to be advertising to me. This is like, I don't want to be, all I want to do is give Milo Peppa Pig and let him watch this. But instead I have to sit through this pre-roll ad of this lady in bed selling me her fabric softener or whatever it was. And so it's kind of like, we joked with the team that, like, there's certain moments where you need to advertise, which work really well, and there's certain moments where you should definitely not be advertising because you're just going to really annoy your customers. So that was kind of like a thing that we always notice, is that most people get it completely wrong when advertising on YouTube, and they just think that, hey, I'll show my TV ad style video to everybody that I can get in front of, and hopefully something will work. And right now, the numbers do work when you do it like that, but it's not the best experience that you can provide your customers with. So it needs a bit of refinement, because you can run ads a lot more effectively on YouTube, and that's hopefully something we can tackle now.
Right. So what the main point of that is, that it's not a good match for Peppa Pig.
This is the thing, right? So, like, it's about understanding where your customer is in that moment in time. So it's their moment. So say, for example, for me, like, if I'm selling fabric softener, then I know that if I'm going to get in front of an audience at 4:45 in the morning, I know it's who are looking up Peppa Pig. That's got to be parents for kids that have woken up too early in the morning. That's like, you can advertise based on time and based on location and all that sort of good stuff, but you know at 4:45 in the morning, that's definitely a parent looking up Peppa Pig for their kid at that point. So they don't want to see some ad about how this beautiful lady's in bed, like, having a beautiful lie-in. You might want to get in front of that audience because you know it's potentially going to be parents looking up Peppa Pig, but it's got to be a better message, surely, than just showing like a TV style ad. It's a better way of helping out that parent in that moment in time and still selling your fabric softener, but doing it in a much better way. And I could probably think of an idea of how you could do that right now if you wish.
What, like a kid coming and messing up the sheets?
Yeah, well, you could probably have something, whilst I think off the cuff right now, you could probably have something whereby, say, for example, if I was to pick up my phone and look up Peppa Pig, if the ad started off with like a parent who is also in the same situation as me, where like a kid might be jumping on them and be like, oh, don't you find the morning so difficult when it's this early? If they started off like that as the adult, like, hey, this really resonates with me. This sounds exactly like what I'm going through at this moment in time. And then they said, here's three tips you can do to make your morning a lot better, a lot easier. And then gave you kind of three really useful tips that you could potentially use in the morning to help out the morning kind of with your kids. I think that is a three-step quick tip thing that could be delivered probably in like 20 seconds and then had a really good call to action. And maybe that last tip might be like, hey, another thing is wash your sheets with our fabric softener, because you're going to find that it's just a much kind of, it smells better for a week or whatever it might be, or sell the benefit of your fabric softener as that third tip. It's going to be a much more congruent sell. But I'm in the frame of mind then where you've provided me with value, with good content, and I'm willing to take on that sales message at the end because I feel like I've gained something from watching that video ad as a purely someone just trying to sell to me when I'm not in the moment and not ready to be sold to. I think that's a much, much better way of advertising. And we see that with the numbers with our clients as well. When we go for that educational and helpful standpoint, first off, you're going to get a much better result than if you were to kind of like just go straight for the sale sometimes.
Right. So firstly, I imagine a lot of corporates are just playing and spraying like anything and everywhere across like a shotgun. Yeah. Because it's so cheap. And it's fascinating to me how much thought you've put into the specific timing and the message of that video. So educational, is that your big tip in terms of the messaging?
Yeah, so we're very clever with our wording. We call it education, just to try and be a play on words. But it is exactly that. Like, we always like to provide customers with a really good experience in the first ad that you show them. There's always time and a place for more of a direct sale video afterwards. But knowing that we can build a remarketing list of people that watch your videos and collect them and know that we can get back in touch with them, it's much, much more powerful to start off with an ad whereby you provide a really good experience. People get to know, like, and trust you, and they feel like, wow, this is different than what I was expecting. And then there's a natural continuation from that ad anyway to have a call to action in it of that first kind of like good education ad where it might provide three tips or something along those lines. But then those people that watch the video and don't convert have still got a really good experience with you. And so you can follow up those people a more direct sell ad at that point. But I always suggest to people to say, look, start off with some sort of good content piece that people can get to know, like, and trust you with, because the clever features that you get with AdWords and YouTube means you can always get back in front of that audience for very cheap and provide them with a more direct sell piece. We do that a lot for clients that might be offering a video series, for example, a video training series as part of their lead magnet or something on those lines. And we say, like, let's promote that first. If people watch your video ad and get a really good experience from you and then don't decide to opt in or register, then we'll take that list of people and then we'll promote to them a one-time webinar that you might be doing a week later. But they've already got to experience you as a brand and got a really good feel for you. The chances of them wanting to sign up for your webinar is very, very high. It's just a different type of kind of like lead magnet or a free offer that they might like to take, but we can get in front of them with remarketing, which is very cheap as well. So it's understanding the fact that there's the functionality on YouTube and AdWords and running your ads like that, and also thinking about the customer experience and what customers are gaining from you. So whenever we create a campaign, we always think about, like, where do we want to show up? Like, where do we need to be? And if we can be there and be helpful, that's the first kind of strategy. And it keeps things simple as well. We don't have to really be thinking about a real creative ad or anything like that. We just think, hey, look, if we met them in the real world and we knew that they were searching for something, as the expert, what would we say? What would we be able to give them that's actually going to be useful for them? And start there. Don't try and overcomplicate it with a really clever creative ad, because that just slows down everything. It's more a case of just meeting that moment that someone's in and providing them with value.
So what type of customer do you get the best results for? Is there one or two categories that work really well for this type of campaign?
Yeah, we tend to get a lot of kind of authors and speakers and trainers, people that are kind of people in that kind of like where they're kind of taking on a large volume of people, maybe running events or running online trainings where they can kind of work with an international audience. That tends to be like our perfect audience, because once we find an angle whereby we can run their ads and it works out really cost effectively for them, then it's like the amount of scale that we tend to get. As long as their audience are naturally on YouTube and they typically always are. And it's a case of like finding that audience. It kind of, if we can pinpoint that type of different moments that their customers are in, and if they're on YouTube, we can tend to do very, very well for those types of clients. It's, I mean, the example I normally give to people is like, there's one, and this is why we try and move it away from keywords and more into moments, is like, say, for example, you're an osteopath. Let's just take an osteopath for example at the moment. If you're an osteopath and you want to advertise to your local area, you might be thinking, okay, things like back pain, lower back pain, and kind of like words to that effect will be kind of your major keywords. Whereas really, as an osteopath, if you really thought about trying to gain a greater reach, you might think, well, even keywords like marathon training could be a really good keyword for you, because when someone's in that moment and they're going onto YouTube to type in marathon training, they're probably not aware that lower back pain is one of the biggest problems that stops people from running marathons. So it's a moment where you can, as an osteopath, create a video to give a good piece of content and advice to say, hey, look, if you're going to run a marathon, did you know that the biggest problem that most marathon runners have is lower back pain, and it stops them from competing, it stops them from getting good times, but it's actually really simple, and there's only a few exercises you need to do every now and again just to loosen up your back before you go for a run, and here they are. And then you might give them like three kind of exercises to do prior to any training run they might do, but then at least that marathon runner knows that you are in their local area, you exist, so inevitably they're going to get back pain at some point anyway, and immediately they're going to come and call you because you've given them good advice, given them a good experience, and they know you're in the local area. You've done your ad like a really good service, in fact, that you're able to get in front of your audience with a really good message and know that you can kind of generate customers that way as well.
Did you develop that campaign on your most recent marathon run?
Yeah, I know. So it was kind of like, I was like, as soon as I got lower back pain when I was training for the recent London Marathon, I was like, God, I should go and get an osteopath as a client, because there must be so many people that go through this. Or if there's such thing as like a virtual osteopath, if there's someone who can train you on how to have a stronger back for running or something along those lines. Like, I was typed in like marathon training and there was like no ads running whatsoever. And I just thought, wow, this is crazy. Like, there's such an opportunity. There's such a moment that so many people are missing out on, both international campaigns and local chiropractors and osteopaths. They're just not, no one's taking advantage. And it's just I see that all the time on YouTube. There's no one's there. And it's so easy as a brand to be there. I think that the YouTube stats, or Google did some kind of stats with their insights team, and they said that 90% of the time brands are not there when their customers need them. And I'm always in the mindset like, oh, well, the penny's going to drop soon enough with these big brands and they're going to get the idea of how to do it. But I've said that for the last like 2-3 years and they still haven't got their act together to actually master YouTube ads. And it just leaves the door wide open for us as entrepreneurs to be able to look at how YouTube works and be a bit kind of clever about it and say, right, okay, let's just run some simple campaigns and notice the results you get. Because like 9 times out of 10, when you are running kind of effective campaigns, it's kind of so easy to get the result. And it just makes sense, because it's like just being there and being helpful is really the two big things that need to be tackled when it comes to YouTube ads.
Right. So in that case, you're not going for the obvious one where people are searching for the solution. You're getting in there to, you know, slightly upstream, let them know, hey, this is about to be a problem. You know, we're making you aware of it now. What kind of call to action do you put in these videos?
Yeah, so it's a good question. So like what we tend to do is we map out those moments. So say, for example, it was the osteopath, we'd say, right, people that are running marathons, people that are about to do some gardening, for example, because they always have back pain when you go and garden. Or it was like, think about all the different moments that their customers would tend to have and the reasons why people might turn up to their clinic naturally anyway. You want to try and get in front of those moments. And if you choose one of those moments and say, let's say, for example, it's going to be the marathon one, and you've selected to say, right, we're going to get in front of people typing in marathon training in our local area, then you just have to think about, right, what would I say to those people? And starting off any script with a did you know is normally a good idea, because it just sparks that interest and gets you past that first 5 seconds where someone could press the skip ad button. Then what you want to do is make sure you have like a tip, or maybe 3 tips. One video that I use, I have like the 5 steps to crush it with YouTube ads. It's worked really well for me for over a year now. And really what I do is I say, hey, look, in this video, I'm going to show you exactly how to crush it with YouTube ads with 5 simple steps. Then I build in a bit of credibility, so they know that who I am, and maybe some kind of like have some videos of me on stage, for example, just to build in a bit of that credibility. And if it's a long video, I would have a call to action quite early on in the video, maybe like 30 seconds in, have a call to action. Just let people know that, like, hey, look, if you like the content I'm about to share with you in this video, you can always go and grab the cheat sheets, or you can always go and grab the training video that I've put together for you, or whatever it is you might have for a free offer, a webinar, whatever it might be. So you might quickly put a call to action in there to say, click the link in the video and it'll take you straight back to my landing page, whether you can sign up or register. So I'd normally do that quite early on in the video if the video is going to be quite a long video. And then I'll deliver the content, maybe the three steps or whatever it's going to be. And then at the very end, again, I'd remind people to say, hey, look, if you've liked the content of this video, I've got something you're going to absolutely love. And then explain what you have for them and give them a real clear call to action. But know that it should be like a continuation from that moment they're in to take the next step with you. So if you've picked that moment of the marathon training, you're going to give someone maybe an exercise to do to loosen out their lower back before they go and do a run. But then your call to action might be something along the lines of, hey, look, this is just one exercise. And I hope you can appreciate that one exercise isn't going to strengthen your back forever. You probably need to come in and do a diagnosis session with me so I can work out exactly how your back's aligned right now, get it correctly aligned, show you some other techniques of how to improve your back strength. And then you know that it's never going to be a problem for you as a marathon runner. And give them a good offer at that point to come in for a free session or maybe a paid session or whatever it is you can potentially provide those potential customers. That's where I'd kind of put a good call to action there. So it feels like for the viewer, they're getting great value from you and they're getting a great offer from you as well, should they wish to take it. And then you know that all the remarketing can come together as well, because if there's a date where that marathon might be happening, maybe a week before the marathon's about to run, you could get in front of them with a last kind of like, here's a warm up your back session before the marathon. And then even post-marathon as well, you could probably get in front of them with a different type of ad to say, hey, look, come in and I'll help you kind of relax your muscles after the marathon. If anyone was to advertise that to me whilst I was training for the marathon, I would have definitely taken them up at some point, because I know that, especially after the marathon, how stiff and painful it was. I know that I definitely would have bought anything that would have made me feel more comfortable. So it would have been very easy to sell to me at that point.
Where are they putting these links? Are they in the video or are they underneath the video? How do they work?
So you've got links in the videos. So there's different types of links, actually. When you're running your ad, you're going to have something called an external annotation, which is where people put annotations on videos all the time. So you've probably seen it on YouTube, whereby almost like feels like there's a colored box sometimes where you can click that box and it takes you through to another video potentially. But you can actually have those links. If you set it up correctly inside your YouTube account, you can have it so that the link goes directly back to your website. So you can have it like that. And that's called an external annotation. One thing that I really like at the moment is the call to action overlay. And once you're running your video as an ad, if you go back into your YouTube settings, you'll be given an option to be able to add a call to action overlay. And this is where in the bottom left-hand corner of your video, it's almost like a little clickable link, kind of like expands and contracts based on if people hover over that area. And it means that if they click that link, it'll also take them back to your landing page or whichever page you wish to direct people to. And those are the two that I think are the easiest ones to set up. There is another one. When you set up your YouTube ad, inside of AdWords, you'll have to give AdWords a link. And that does appear on the video, but it appears right in the bottom left. And we found that it's better to have links also manually added in. So with the external annotations and the call to action overlays, it's great to have those as well as that additional link on the pre-roll ad, because that ad, that link that AdWords gives you is quite subtle and people miss it. So it's easier sometimes to just use the call to action overlay or the external annotation.
Right. So I'm just trying to picture this, and forgive me for such a basic question, but where are we actually commanding all of these ads? Is this in our AdWords account or is it somewhere in YouTube?
So your YouTube channel will be connected to your AdWords account. You would upload your video to YouTube, and which would be your ad. You would upload it as an ad to your YouTube channel. And then once you've linked your YouTube channel with your AdWords account, you'll then be able to go inside your AdWords account and set it up as an ad. So you'll then say, right, this is the URL of my video ad. I want to advertise that video. And then it could be all the targeting options as well inside of AdWords. And that's the way that it would be set up. But the links from the videos themselves would be set up on YouTube and AdWords, which is really confusing, I know. But it means that you have the external annotations and the call to action overlays set up inside your YouTube channel. And then you'd have your link from your AdWords ad, which is also on the video ad, that appears right at the bottom left-hand corner, that would be set up inside of AdWords. I know that's all sound very confusing, but I always say to people, look, get started and it'll be obvious once you actually start running your ads where the links appear.
And is it easy to link the accounts together? So if I had a Superfast Business AdWords account and a Superfast Business YouTube channel, they can be linked?
Of course. Yeah, you can actually link more than one YouTube account. So if you say, for example, you had, which some of my clients have, they have like four or five YouTube accounts for different reasons, but they might have one AdWords account. You can link all those five YouTube accounts or YouTube channels to that one AdWords account, meaning you can take remarketing lists off all of your channels and advertise back to all those people again, which is really useful sometimes, because if you have channels for whatever reason and you have like multiple of them and there's lots of videos getting views, etc., you might say, oh, I'd love to take that audience that are viewing that video and advertise them in a different channel. You can do that. You can set that up.
Right. And if you had a good organic YouTube video in your YouTube channel, is this something that you would suggest to boost it?
Yeah, of course. So I probably wouldn't run that as a, well, if the organic video you have has got a call to action in it and it's got a good response for you, then definitely, yeah, you might want to run it as a pre-roll ad. You might want to run it as an in-display ad as well and promote that video for sure, because if it's working for you, why not? The great thing is if it's getting good view time and people are actually watching it as an ad as well, that'll boost further SEO as well. So you'll get more activity happening on it, you get more clicks, get more likes, etc. And as a result, you'll just kind of generate more SEO result for you as well. So you'll rank higher in the video searches. So that's actually something that we used to do in the agency, is use advertising to boost up SEO results as well. But yeah, so I would always say if you've got a good video ad, run it as a pre-roll and run it as an in-display. Most of the time though, you can probably create a in-stream ad that's specifically designed as an in-stream ad to meet the moment that someone's in. And if you do that, you're going to get a better result. But not to say that like you can't go and take an existing video that's working really well for you and go and promote that, because that will get you good results as well.
What's the first video someone should make for their advertising campaign?
Good question. I think that the first video that someone should make would be a 1 minute tip video. So I would say kind of like think about the moment, like where your customer is going to be, what they're typing in, what they're searching for. Think about your one tip that would be really useful for that person in that moment in time, and say, right, what is it that the people, like if you were to give them one tip, here's what it would be, and it would be groundbreaking for that viewer. That's the tip you want to give. So structure the whole ad around that tip. And then kind of like what you want to do is kind of like put a claim at the start of the video to say, did you know this, and like give some good content to grab their attention, and then say, so in this video, I'm going to show you one tip that can really help you do whatever it is that someone's looking to do. On YouTube, people are looking to know something, do something, or buy something. So those three contexts as such, like just make sure you're delivering your message based on that, and just show them or give them information and show them what you mean. And so just try and be as most helpful as you can be in 1 minute, and then have a really strong call to action to say, hey, look, this is just one snippet of what I can give to you. I've got a whole webinar or whatever it is for you to go and register, and we can go through this in a lot more detail. And I think that if you just think of one tip that's going to be really useful for that moment, for that person, and then have a strong call to action, that's where to get started. And don't try and overcomplicate things. Don't try and really create this really creative ad or anything like that. Just think, right, what would I say to this person if I met them in the real world? What advice would I have for them? And that's the ad itself. Don't try and be really clever about it. Just run your ad, because you'll be amazed at the response you get when you get a really good ad running.
Boom. Tom drops the mic. That's a good one. Okay, so just to summarize this particular situation, like to bring us up to date, in this episode, we've really talked in a lot more detail about meeting people where they're at. You've given a hot tip there with the did you know idea. We've gone into a little more detail about where you put the ads, what you actually put in your ad, how the call to action works. And that sets us up nicely, actually, for episode 3. So what we're going to be doing in the next episode is pull apart a few case studies on selling books, memberships, and events. Tom Breeze from viewability.co.uk, thank you for sharing all this information, and I look forward to catching you on the next episode.
Looking forward to it. Sounds great.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.